This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is in her kitchen in Port Stewart making, I'm going to say this again because it just sounds gorgeous. It's custard panna cotta with ginger poached rhubarb and oaty honey crumble. I am so excited. How are you?
I'm great, and I can say it makes a lovely wee breakfast on a Saturday morning, John.
Really?
But I had to try. I couldn't stop myself. You're right, sorry. I'll make all these things, you know, when we get out of lockdown, I'll just do everything.
Yeah.
You know, bring it up.
Freeze it and bring it all up. We're going to have some feast when this is over, I'll tell you. We'll just get you in the studio and lock the doors.
Cook it fresh, big banquet. The John Toll Show banquet. There you are.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, no, I just think that, I was up just in a garage the other day, local garage, and they had a bucket filled with, you know, bunches of rhubarb. And is there a nicer sight to behold than bunches of rhubarb tied up with string in a bucket on the floor? And I honestly thought, I've been buying them every time I go in. So this is just the rhubarb now, John. There's two bits to the, you know when you get the rhubarb now, sort of the end of it, you get that lovely ruby red bit. Mm-hmm. And then up the end, you get the sort of greener bit. Oh, lovely. But what I do is I took the ruby bit at the bottom and just cut it into nice wee sticks. And I made a sugar syrup. Now, sugar syrup was just water and sugar. And then I had a bottle of grenadine in the cupboard. You know, that thing that we used to make tequila sunrises with in the 80s.
Yeah.
You wouldn't remember the 80s, of course. But and so I have that because it actually, you know, if you get rhubarb, it's a wee bit green. It just livens up and sweetens it a bit. So if you can get that, don't worry. If you can't get it, just use a wee bit extra sugar. And then I had some preserved ginger, so grated that in. So rhubarb and ginger, obviously. And then just cut your wee bits of rhubarb nice and small. When your sugar's dissolved, add the rhubarb. So get a big pan so it's spread out. And then just cover it with a bit of parchment paper and leave it maybe for 2 minutes and then turn it off and it'll cook in the residue.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
Because it's quite small, it'll cook and then it'll hold its shape. So if you look at the photograph on the website, it is still... But it's soft, but it does there's that wee moment where it might go to mush, so just be careful. So that's the rhubarb done, and then you get that lovely juice with the ginger and the as well. So if you put a wee bit in that the plate, but that also is lovely mixed with, you know, make a nice drink with that with sparkling water and ice.
Ooh.
Or if you were, you know, but naughty, you could maybe use some sparkling wine or a wee splash of gin. It's quite nice. But anyway, so that's our rhubarb. And then on to the custard panna cotta. So panna cotta just means cooked cream. So in the pan here, I've got 175 mils of hot milk with some vanilla in it. So ever vanilla, if you're flush and you have a vanilla pod, that's great. But look, vanilla extract's grand for this. Mm-hmm. And then in here, John, I've got, if you can hear this scrunching, that's 3 egg yolks, and I've whisked that with 100 grams of sugar. And then just pour over the hot milk mixture. Give that a turn around. And this is going to make you a nice thick custard. So whisk that all in. Let me see the smell of that now, John, just where the hot milk hits the vanilla. Oh,
I can imagine. Right. Is there cream in that?
That's milk. That's milk at this stage. Just milk and milk and egg yolk, vanilla and the sugar. And I'm just going to put that onto the heat. I'm going to speed this up a bit. Be safe if you're home. Take your time. Do that nice and gently. And just cook it on a, you know, with a wooden spoon, not a whisk, on a low heat. I've got it up full whack here, John.
Mm-hmm.
And just give that a nice stir until it coats the back of a spoon. So, you know, so keep stirring it and then it'll start to thicken. And then the minute it starts to thicken, I have some gelatin here that I soaked in cold water for about 10 minutes.
A leaf of gelatin.
Squeeze out. I've got three in here. So squeeze that. You can hear me squeezing that out. That's just squeeze the water out. Add that to your hot custard. And then let that cool slightly. Let it cool for about, you know, about maybe 10 minutes, just until you can put your finger in it and you don't scream. That's the stage. And then at that stage, fold in that you've got 100, they've got the same amount of milk and whipping cream, lightly whipped cream, you know, Irish coffee stage or a wee bit beyond, and just fold that in. And that's the key for a really nice light panna cotta. A lot of panna cottas are just set milk or set cream. But I think I was picked this up in Italy a few years ago, you know, when I used to go to Italy, John, the good old days. And just fold that in, and it just makes it a wee bit lighter. And then you can either pour that into glasses and set it, or I've got these wee molds, these wee Dariel molds, which are just like wee sandcastle shaped molds.
Anything so that's your panna cotta. That's your panna cotta done, and that's your rhubarb,
that's the rhubarb,
poached and ginger. And what about the oaty crumble then?
Well, I just wanted to do something a wee bit sort of, you know, to add a bit of crunch to this. So it's really just a crumble mix, but you've got a third of its oats and then two thirds flour, and then rub in your butter, and then add, you know, until you get nice clumps. So you're not looking for a really fine crumb here. So I tend to do it with soft butter. A lot of recipes will say do it with chilled butter. Over at my niece, Rachel, who's a crumble expert in the world, she always, even from she was wee, she couldn't understand why you would sit and rub stuff in. And actually, it's such a key. That's the key. And then instead of all sugar, just a couple of teaspoonfuls of honey, John. Put that onto a baking sheet lined with parchment paper and bake it. And then you've got this. Listen, that's that nice crumble after it's cooled down. And that'll give you a nice oatly crunch. And make loads of it, and then you just throw it over the rest of the, you know, the green stewed rhubarb.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw it over that in the week.
It's custard panna cotta, so, ginger poached rhubarb, and oaty honey crumble. If it tastes anything like it looks on the website, the picture is extraordinary.
It does, John.
Thank you so much,
Paula.
And I put
a wee bit of Angelica out of the garden, which goes lovely with rhubarb. And that's what, in case anybody wants what the wee leaf is.
Excellent.
It looks like a Christmas tree.
Gorgeous. Okay, I'll eat it sometime. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Enjoy that for
you. I'll put one in the freezer for you.
Do keep one for me, and I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Thanks
a million, Paula. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.